Hey, Trevor, I decided today to speak about a topic that relates to tshuva and specifically to the text of Vidui that we recite. But also in the process of this, we will hopefully touch on one halacha and hilchos nida, so that not totally being mevatel our kviyas. The nusach of Vidui that we recite. The Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph Tshuva, Halacha Aleph is up the Rambam, Ketzad Nisvada, Omer Ona Hashem Chotosi Ovisi Poshati Lefanecha, Vosisi Kach V'kach, Reini Chemti Boshti Masai La'olam Inu Chozer, Zehui Karosh Vidui. Meaning, according to the Rambam, the Nusach of Vidui is Chotosi Ovisi Poshati. Fate, which means some sort of Shogeg, Avon, which means mazed, Pesha means merit. Pesha means I'm rebelling against the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's kind of like I want to, punch God in the nose, that type of thing. That's Pesha. Now, this is the Rambam's Psak, Chet, Avon, Pesha. And this is the position of the Chachamim in Yuma Lamed Vav. But the position of Rabbi Meir and the Kesef Mishnah speaks this out very clearly. Because of Mishnah quotes that Reb Meir says, "Avisi pashati chotasi lefanecha, avon pesha ven chatas." Now, l'cha'ira, the position of the Chachamim makes more sense, and that's why you're passing like the Chachamim. That first you're misvada chait, then avon, then pesha, because you go from shogeg to mazed. There's like a hadraga. There is a order, a sequence to the vidui. What's the pshat in Reb Meir? How come Reb Meir says that the vidui is in the other direction? So the Maharsha in Yuma Daf Lamed Vav, the Maharsha says that we go in the order of Shchiyach Tfei. We go in the order of what's more common. So Avon is more common than Pesha. Usually people do an Aveira b'mezid more often than they do an Aveira to rebel against their Ribbono Shel Olam. But Nish'alat HaSheila for the Maharsha, presumably Shogeg is the most prevalent of all. It's like, what are you saying? So Ken Zayin, it could be that the Maharsha is saying that a Shogeg is something that people do not recognize to be an Aveira at all. And as such, shogeg comes last because when I'm misvada, first I say avon, then pesha, and then chatos, according to a mayor, because people don't even recognize that chatos is a sin. People don't recognize that shogeg is a sin. That could be the pshat in the mayor. But yehei mashi, I want to maintain something all different. It seems to me that the machlokas are mayor and the chachamim. Is the sequence of tshuva. Do you first try to knock off the low-hanging fruit? Take care of those averos which are not as big, and then move up. Right? I start from coming late for Shacharis, right? And then I move up to the things worse than coming late for Shacharis. Maybe that's the pshat. Or do I assume that my mahalach in tshuva is I try to focus on the bigger ones first, but chet on some level, because it's more prevalent than pesha, chet comes first in the order. In other words, one could argue that on a fundamental level, the way we have the Seder Havidrei, chet, avon, pesha, that means that we're going min hakal el hakaved. But Reb Meir holds at the fundamental level that I go min hakaved el hakal. It's just when I go min hakaved el hakal, within the kaved, I split between those which are more shkiyach and those which are less shkiyach. Now, this idea that tshuva goes min hakal el hakaved, the way we pass it, I think has certain hints in the Mefarshim. This past week we read the Haftarah of Shuvah Yisrael, Hosea Perek Yud Daled, Ibn Ezra writes, "Teshuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha." The Ibn Ezra comments, "Laat laat." Right? The Ibn Ezra is probably, if I'm correct in the Pshat, he's sensitive to the difference between Shuvu el Hashem and then Shuva ad Hashem. If I move ad, I'm moving slowly, slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Later on, Kechuimachim Dvarim, Beshuvu el Hashem, I'm going to get there later on. But I have to first go la'at la'at. Meaning that Ibn Ezra is saying that the way we do tshuva, and we're assuming that the way we recite vidui mirrors the way we should do tshuva, is based on a sequence min hakal el hakavit. This idea that we move in an order, in a slow order, in a deliberate order, I think comes forth in the connection that many have between tshuva and the bringing of Mashiach. There's a number of sources that create a parallel between tshuva and Mashiach. And we know that one of the fundamental yesodos of religious Zionism is this comment that Mashiach comes kimba kimba. No? That what is the Eitz HaMegula when you see Eretz Yisrael, the Antochantitena, when you see that the fruits begin to bloom, and then we move slowly, slowly, slowly. And that's why we in our yeshiva, who are religious Zionists, we believe, I'm speaking for you, I'm being presumptuous, but we in our yeshiva believe that you can have a notion of Mashiach coming slowly, gradually, and first we go to Eretz Yisrael, and it's not ideal, and the Memshala is not religious, but over time, things get better and better, and Mashiach is a slow process, and I would argue that Tshuva is a slow process, and I would maintain also that one of the reasons why many of us feel that every year we are not successful when we do tshuva is because we're not following this sequence. Tshuva should go min hakal el hakaved. Decide what are the things to focus on and don't pick the biggest ones. Don't pick the biggest ones. Move slowly and gradually. And in that way, Mir Tashem will be successful. Now, when I look at that Rambam, I'm going to make a few ha'aros in the Nusach of Vidui and try to use them to illustrate the Sodos and Shuva that mostly come from the Rav and Rav Aaron and the Racha. The Lashon of the Rambam is that when a person does a chait, you say, Chatasi Avisi Choshati. And the Rambam writes, when a person does a chait, you say these three. And it's a little bit difficult because l'cha'ira, either I'm a shogeg or I'm a mezer, I'm a mered. Why am I saying chotosi, ovisi, pashati on all of them? And the Minchas Chinuch already raises this question, mitzvah shin samach dalet. And the Minchas Chinuch argues that if I am being misvada on one chait and one chait only, I say either chatasi or avisi or parshati, depending on what it was. But if I am being misvada on many sins, or I'm standing on Yom HaKippur and I don't remember exactly all the sins that I have to be misvada on, so then I use all three lashonos, chatasi, avisi, parshati. That's the Minchas Chinuch's approach. Now, it's a little bit difficult. And Minchas Chinuch himself is sensitive to this language. The Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva that all the mitzvahs, im avar adam al achas mehem, then you say vidui and you say chatas yavisi pashati. That means, l'cha'ora, that even for a single aveira, you have to do all three lashonos. And Reb Shach in the Sefer Avi Ezri on the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, Rav Shach notes that you read the Rambam, it sounds like on even a single Aveira, I'm saying Chotasi Avisi Pashati. Why would that be? So Rav Shach has his Mahalach, which is that, yes, I was a shogeg, but Ken Zayin, I would have done the Aveira B'mezid also. Oftentimes, like, a person is shogeg, But the person, were the situation to be slightly different, the person would reach and do that very even amazing. And would even, sometimes a person wants that avera. Sometimes the idea is that a person is so happy that they did the avera, it's ki'ilu, it becomes amazing. Right? Yeah, I was shogeg at that time, but I would have done it amazing anyway. So Rav Shach's idea, the idea of reaching, I think has a certain resonance to me, because the Taz paskens like it in Hilchos Avelos. In Hilchos Avelos, one of the dinim is you give a hesped. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that you're not supposed to be machlig with the dvarim. Right? You give a hesped, you're not supposed to say, wow! You don't give the guy the full article biography at his hesped. No. And you don't say, well, this guy was mamish, unbelievable. No. You don't lie in Gansen. You know, you don't lie, you're right, you say a hesped, you tell the truth. Zuck the Taz, you're allowed to lie a little bit. You're allowed to be mafleg kitzas. And everyone asks on the Taz, like, dude, you know, a little lie is also a lie, no? Truth is truth, a little lie is also a lie. The Teretz is that the assumption that the Taz is making is that people, were they to be given the opportunity, they would reach higher, they'd reach farther. So if I'm giving a hesped for someone, and I say that Reuven was about tzedakah, and Reuven gave large amounts to tzedakah, and he supported most of those, he supported institutions. The etzem, Reuven didn't. He gave him as much tzedakah as he could, but he wasn't a wealthy man. But had Reuven had that opportunity, he would have done it. Says the Taz, that's not a lie. Says the Taz, that type of exaggeration is permitted in the Hesped. Meaning, the yisod of reaching, of doing a little bit more, that a person could have, had the person had the opportunity, they would have gone to a further extreme. The Taz is saying that in the Asay Tov way. Rav Shach is saying it in the Sur Meira way. Right? Rav Shach is saying that same Yisoid in that, oh yeah, you're a shogeg, but Mehechetesi, you wouldn't have been amazed had you had the cookie crumbled just a little differently, had things been a tiny different. That's what Rav Shach says. Okay. There's another mahalach, however, that is based on the Rav. The Rav in the Sefer Al Hatshuva. I remember one year Rabbi Rosenzweig gave a Sichas Moser during Elul, where he spoke about how he feels it's like a chiyuv for every guy in yeshiva to know the Sefer Al Hatshuva. Actually, if you ask me, I think it's not good for yeshiva that during Elul, Dafka, we bring in the outside speakers. I think we should try to hear from our own Rebbeim during Elul, the Rebbeim who know us best. And they should be inspiring us to do tshuva rather than just speaking in broad, holistical ways. Again, this is my own editorial comment. But the Rav in Al HaTshuva, page 64, the Rav explains that people are masters at self-deception. That means people will say, yeah, it's a shogeg, but be'etzem, it was really amazing. So I have to say, Chatosi Avisi Pashati, that nusach is in place because Mehechatesi was really a shogeg. No Safalkach, the Rav has a story where he says that sometimes a shogeg emerges from amazing. The Rav talks about a young woman in Boston who came to speak with him about attending secular college. And the Rav tried to encourage her not to, that the environment in secular college isn't as good as the environment in Stern, and she shouldn't go to secular college. And she didn't listen. And a few years later, she came back. She fell in love with a guy in secular college, and she wanted to get married. Actually, I think she didn't come back. I think her parents brought her back, something to that effect. So the Rav in this tshuva drasha said, listen, well, on the one hand, you could argue that she's a shogeg because she fell in. On the other hand, that's not a shogeg. You put yourself in a situation where you end up being shogeg. And that itself is not really a shogeg. So I say chatos yavisi pashati, because there's a degree of self-deception involved. Nosaf al kach, sometimes my previous decisions were decisions that caused me to be a shogeg. Therefore, I can't fully say that I'm a shogeg. When I said this shiur in my shul, so Rabbi Mordechai Schneidman, my predecessor, told me that when he was in the Rosh shiur, someone missed shiur one day. He came very late to shiur. I forgot exactly the detail. And he apologized to the Rav and he says, listen, unfortunately, I slept in late. I was really exhausted and I couldn't make it to shiur. And the Rav said, you're not really a shogeg. You're really amazing because you stayed up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you weren't supposed to. And the reason why you missed shiur is not because you slept. Yeah, it's because you slept in. But the reason why you slept in is because, right, you stayed up too late. We make decisions. Again, these are relatively, the first case I think is a more significant case. The second case is relatively more prosaic. But we make decisions in life that force us to become shogeg. So I'm not a shogeg. It's amazing. And that's why I have to say the lashon of chatasi avisi pashati, even if it's on a single aveira. That I think is the pshat in the Rambam. Again, against the way the Minchas Chinuch formulates it, more in line with Rav Shach. But oh. Now the problem is, Azoy, in Perek Aleph, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva is different than Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva. Lahavdil, it's like Perek Aleph of Bereishis and Perek Beis of Bereishis kind of give us two different descriptions, right, of Bria Sa'olam. Lahavdil, but there are two different descriptions of Tshuva. And in Perek Aleph, the Rambam's lashon is Chotos Yovisi Pashati. In Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, Zok the Rambam, Havidui shenohagu bo kol Yisrael is aval chatanu. The vidui that Klal Yisrael is nohag is aval chatanu. Now, it seems to be soser Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, first of all, the Rambam says that you have to incorporate Kabbalah Aval Osed in the vidui. Second of all, for our purposes, more fundamentally, in Perek Aleph, the Rambam speaks about chatosi ovisi pashati. And in Perek Beis, he just says chatanu. Now, there are some who say it's not really a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam writes avo chatanu, and the way we have the text, it says vigomer. Right? Vigomer. By the way, some point out, I once heard this from Revival Cohen, that vigomer should be used by psukim, and vichule should be used by statements of Chazal, because vigomer means you have to complete it. Kol pasuk lo paske Moshe anan lo paskin, and you have to say the entire thing. Bechule means you just go on. That seems to be, but the Rambam over here says vegomer. Some have the text in the Rambam avochatanu vechule, not vegomer, which makes more sense. And they, instead, the text was avochatanu kulanu. That's how they're mifaneach those Rashi Tevis, that we were all chote. But So again, so the Rishonim comment, a pasuk the Paskei Moshe probably applies to when you are being motzi b'tzibur, certainly when it's a chelak in the davening, right? But I'm allowed to, explain half a pasuk, or lay half a pasuk. I don't think that's really an issue. So some say that the Rambam in Perek Beis, when he uses aval chotanu as the vidui, that all he means is finish off the vidui. And it's the same as Perek Aleph, meaning it should be chotos yavisi pashati, and there's a kabbalah al ha'asid that's part of the vidui. It's altogether. That could be the pshat in the Rambam. However, I'm inclined to say slightly differently. Nirlofi and the Estaiti, that the difference between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis in Hilchos Tshuva, and I have a few rayas to this, is that Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva is about an individual when that individual confronts his or her chatoya. Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is speaking about the tshuva for the yachid, yes, but also for the rabbin. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, the tshuva for the rabbin does not come up. Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, tshuva for the rabbin does come up. And the lashon of the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, is Yom HaKippurim, is Zman tshuva le-yachid le-rabbin. Halacha Ches, the vidui she-nahagu bo kol Yisrael, I think means the vidui that we say as a tzibun Yom HaKippurim. As a yachid, I might be a shaykig, I might be amazed. But when I'm talking about a tzibur, we finish off Kol Nidre. B'nishvach v'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager hagar v'socham ki l'chol ha'am b'shgaga. Like, what the heck does that mean? Ki l'chol ha'am b'shgaga. Hey, dude, you never heard of amazed. Like, look at the guy next to you. You think he was never amazed? The guy on the right, the guy on the left. Well, of course they're mezidim. The teretz is that Klal Yisrael as an entity, as a unit, the averis of the Klal, by definition, can't be mezid. The averis of the Klal are only averos b'shogeg. And that's why I would argue the Rambam Parak Aleph speaks about Chotosi Obisi Pashati. There's Shogeg, Mezid, Mered. But in Parak Beis, he just says Avon Chotanu. Because the Averis of a Tzibor, the communal Averis, the community as a Tzibor would never do an Averis B'mezid. The community as a tzibur, and there are communal averis that we have to atone for. But those averis are by definition bishogeg, because by definition, the community as a community would never intentionally do something wrong. And the cases of communal averis, like the parhal and davar shel tzibur, like Maseches Horias and the like, these are all averis bishogeg. By definition, a tzibur's avera is an avera bishogeg. But, so Ir HaNidachas is an interesting case, but I would say that on some level it's also a shogeg, because there are certain people who incite them. That doesn't mean, I'm not saying that there's no yochid who's amazing. I'm saying that once I'm at the level of tzibur, so by definition, the kibul cholam b'shogeg. Again, what does that mean, by the way? What does that mean when I say that at the end of Kol Nidre? Kibul cholam b'shogeg. So some say it means, oh, after their matir, the neder. So, right? And the pshat probably is, right? Not after the Matan Neder. After the Matan Neder, the Neder didn't exist. A chocham is okir ha-neder me'ikara, no? So the Neder didn't exist. So it's no Avera. It's not even Avera b'shaikim. What's the pshat? So I think the pshat is that Averas of Tzibur, and again, this requires much more thought, much more elaboration, but I would maintain that the Ikar Vidui in this context of Vidui HaTzibur is Avo Anachmu Chatan. Now, of course, when the Kayin Gadol does his Vidui on the Paran, on the Sa'ir, right, he says, Chatu Avu Poshu Lefanecha, right, the Kayhanim, Vayisrael, etc. So I would maintain that the Kayin Gadol is using such a nusach because he's focusing on that there are yechidim. These animals are mechaper for every yochid among Klal Yisrael. But there also is a dimension of the kapara for the tzibur as a tzibur. Again, I'm not sure about this nekuda, but it would seem to me that when the Rambam in Perek Beis speaks about avo chatanu, perhaps he's saying something. So let's go back to Perek Aleph. The Nusach HaVidui that the Rambam tells me in Perek Aleph is Vatasi Avisi Pashati Shogeg Mezid. There's something that's missing from the list. I begin the Al-Chet Lengei Makikurim, Al-Chet Shechatam Lefonecha, Be'ones over Ratzim. The Rambam does not mention a chet be'ones, Shteit Nishten Rambam at all. So what's going on here? Right? How can we say ones, but in the Nusach of the Rambam, he doesn't say ones? And by the way, it's clear from the Rambam in a few places that ones is not the type of avera for which you have to klal al-chet. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Yoma, Halacha Vav, in the Perish HaMishnah, the Rambam has this whole discussion of the Nusach of Bidui. Then he writes, Ava ones in Sarech Bidui. The Perish and the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hochul's Shgagos, the Rambam says, Parakeh Hochul Shgagos Halacha Vav, and this is what I meant by, this is related to Hochul's Nida. If a fellow is Ba'al Ishto, Shelo B'Shas Vesta, and she ends up being Pirsa Nida, but he has relations with his wife, when she's not expecting her period, and she's pure sanida, zuk the Rambam, you put her from a korban chatas, because it's an onus. And that's upgepaskined by the Ramah in Simin Kuf Pehe. We're not there yet. Onus for the Rambam does not require any vidui at all. It's not a maisa avera. However, our nusach of the Al-Chet has ones, and perhaps this nusach of Al-Chet that we have is based on a Torah's Kohanim in Parshas Achrimos. The Torah's Kohanim and Achrimos writes, V'hisvada v'eskol avonos b'nei Yisrael v'eskol pishayhem v'chol chatoisam. Right, that's the pasuk in with the Rosh Hashanah to Trump. Right, so the Tyrus Kahanim writes, "Es kalavonos eini elavado ehem sfekem anasehem." I don't know how you pronounce it. Meshigigosehem minayim tamanuma avonos kalavonos. The Tyrus Kahanim in Parshas Achrimos, Parsha Dalid Os Zayin. That means the Tyrus Kahanim says an ones requires some sort of kapara, some sort of vidu. Now, it's entirely possible that this issue is like a lomdusha issue. It's an achokas between Reb Kiva Eger and the Chavas Das and Chuvas Reb Kiva Eger Siman Ches about whether ones is a maisa avera at all, or do I assume that ones, right, is, do I assume that ones is not a maisa avera at all? Do I say that ones is a maisa avera just as an exemption from a korban chatas? Right? So it could be that that's part of the issue as to whether I have to be misvada on ones. And that would be one approach. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'd like to suggest slightly differently. The Rambam, let me say it like this. Perhaps the reason why the Rambam does not include ones is because the Rambam holds that vidui is vidui for averus. Tshuva is tshuva for averus. And the Rambam begins Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva by speaking about how there's a mitzvah to say vidui. V'chein chatos ha'ashamos say vidui. V'chein mechuyavei misis bezdin say vidui. V'chein hachova b'chaveiro, you say vidui, you say vidui, you say vidui. In the Rambam world, tshuva is connected to chet. And vidui by karbanis is one and the same with vidui b'shas misa. It's one and the same with vidui when I hurt my friend and I ask the feeling, get an impression for the Rambam. That's also a shtickle vidui. But the point for the Rambam is that vidui is I am repenting. However, the Ramban is well known. On the pasuk Ki Amitzah Zosah Shanlochim Mitzav Kahayom, so Ramban writes in his Perush Al HaTorah that the mitzvah Zos refers to the mitzvah of tshuva, and that's what the Ramban says. And in that parasha of tshuva, Parashas Nitzavim, The Torah says, "V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha." For the Ramban, the mitzvah of tshuva is to return, not to repent. For the Ramban, the mitzvah of tshuva is to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. People moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And tshuva means go back. And it's entirely possible for the Ramban that even, again, it's not shaya for me to think about it in these terms, but even Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in one of his tshuva drushes 1 year, and it's printed in the book that's in purple. I forgot the title, but you know, the purple cover. Right? So in that tshuva drasha, Rav Aaron speaks about the possibility of tshuva, even if a person never did an aveira all year. That's Ramban tshuva. Tshuva means I might not have done any chet the entire year, but am I as close to the Ribbono Shel Olam as I could be? That's what tshuva is. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Ki ha-mitzvah hazayis asher anochi mitzav b'hayom has nothing to do with chata'im. The Ramban's tshuva is not repentance. It's returning. It's tshuva to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would argue that this is l'shitasai. Because ones, lomer zogin, the ones is not a ma'isa aveira at all. And lomer zogin, therefore, I didn't do an aveira, so what? So for the Rambam, I don't have to do vidu. Because the Rambam's entire hagdara of vidu slash tshuva, which the Rambam connects, obviously, the Rambam's entire hagdara is to repent, to move away from your chataim. And an ones is not a chait. Maybe the Ramban agrees that ones is not a chait. Against Reb Kivaker, like the Chavis Das. Ones is not a chait at all. But still, the ones does create some extra distance between me and the Borei Olam. But the fact is that a chait was done, albeit the ones, and that created slightly more space between me and the Eibishter. So therefore, says the Ramban, therefore you have to bridge that gap. And I would argue that our nusach, when I say, ba'ones uberatzayin, that nusach of ba'ones might be because we're talking about Ramban tshuva, not Rambam tshuva. That's what I would argue. That's one yesod. Of course, there are other approaches that we could say, which could connect to what we mentioned earlier. The Rav's yesod in Al Hatshuva, page 64, could be very appropriate. You think you're an ones. Was it really an ones? The Rambam, perhaps, it's inconceivable for the Rambam that a person would deceive himself so much and might say something is ones when it really isn't. But it could be that in our day and age, we have to begin the Al-Chet, Al-Chet Shechotan Lechnecha Ba'ones Uberatzen, because maybe we're saying that our ones was actually Beratzen. Some of the Darshei Rishumos speak about how ones uberatzel means that we wanted to be in the ones situation, right? We got a certain geshmak out of that aveira that I did the ones. So maybe that's the pshat. But I'd like to argue another mechal, another chiluk. You know, the Al Shech HaKadosh, the Al Shech HaKadosh writes that a person never does an Aveira unless the person earlier did an Aveira. Let me explain. Vayikra Perek Dalet, the Torah says that you bring the Korban Chatos because you did an Aveira B'Shogeg. How did you end up doing that Aveira B'Shogeg? You got to that point because Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, right? Ishki Techet al Bashkaga, Va'avar mikol mitzvos Hashem Hashem lo te'asena. Zok the Alshach Hakadosh, that you have to first violate an avera in order to get to the point that you violate the next avera. Again, where the line begins, I don't know, but it always does begin. You always violate one avera, and that leads to the shodik. You know, we have a principle, the Gemara in Gittin brings it up, the Gemara in Chulin. Afilu behemtim shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu maybe takala yedehem. No? That even the animal of a tzaddik won't end up being nifshal an avera. So how could it be, frek the Alshach HaKadosh, that I end up doing an avera b'shogeg? It doesn't make any sense. Because afilu behemtim shal tzadikim don't do averas. What about, how does teretz is that because you did an avera once, that kind of removes the protection that you would have from not doing averas. This idea is found in the Gra in Sefer Mishle on the pasuk Rish'a Tesalev Chatos. The Gra in Mishle says, Rishos to Salev Chatos, that because of the Rishos that you had beforehand, that's what leads to the Chata'im B'Shogeg. There is a Sefer, the Evan Shlema of the Gra. In Perek Dalet Osvav, the Gra writes in the Evan Shlema that there are Averis that come to a person, and this is his Lashon, the Onus of B'Shogeg, the aval pike nena shalehem ki avera goyreres avera, meaning to say, the only reason I violate an avera ba'ones is because fardem beforehand I violated an avera in a more serious way, in a shogig and amazed, and that earlier avera which I violated, so to speak, removed the divine protection that I would have had of Hashta Behemtam Shal Tzadikim. So it could be that when I clap al chet for onus and ratzon, the onus itself is not a maisa avera. And it's not even I'm deceiving myself. It's not even I'm saying it's an onus, but it really isn't an onus. But it could be that I'm clapping al chet for the fact that I got to this situation of onus. Because the only reason I got to an onus is because earlier on, previously, I did an avera. I did an avera mezid, bishoge. And that avera is what enabled me to, that avera is what enabled me to violate an avera ba'onas. That's another mahalach based on the Gra. So again, how come we say ba'onas when the Rambam doesn't have it? So we have one suggestion that, okay, it's a machlekes, it's a nice avera. We have another suggestion of tshuva of the Ramban versus tshuva of the Rambam. We have the suggestion of self-deception. We have the suggestion of this Alshach HaKadosh and Gra, that only because I earlier violated an avera do I now violate an avera. But I'd like to suggest another mahalach, again, also based on what the Rav has in the Sefer Al HaTshuva. When the Rambam in Parak Aleph is speaking about Vidoy, the Rambam is not speaking about Yom HaKippur and Davka. Chotosi Avisi Pashayti, the Rambam leaves onus out. It could be that on Yom HaKippurim, I have to say ones. And that's because Yom HaKippurim functions in a way not of kapara, but in the Rav Lashon of Tahara. Yom HaKippurim comes and it purifies me entirely. It makes me a different person. It completely changes me. It's not just kapara literally means to wipe it off. I'm the same person, but you wipe off the dirt. Tahara means I'm entirely purified. Yom HaKippurim is the kapara of Tahara. That's what the Rav says. For this reason, I think the al-chetz that we say in Yom HaKippurim involve things which would ordinarily not be problematic. We thought bad. We thought we do a virus. Hirhur. Again, it could mean hirhurim ra'im, like in the sexual sense. But it's entirely possible that hirhur halev means that I thought about doing a virus. And even though machshava ra'a in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar from Amaisa, but to attain tahara in Yom HaKippurim, you have to get rid of things which are any shemetz of Avera, even if it itself is not really an Avera. And it could be that on Yom HaKippurim I clap al chet and I say the ones of Ratzon, because that onus is not really an avera. And all year long, right, the Rambam throughout Halacha says you don't have to klap al chet for onus. But on Yom HaKippurim, when I'm trying to attain tahara, so then I have to purge myself even of onus. Maybe that's part of the challenge of, maybe that's part of the challenge that we have on Yom HaKippurim. So again, just to summarize what we did, we spoke about the Lashon Avidui in the Rambam, Chotasi Avisi Pashati, right? Shogig and Mezid only. Right? How come I have to mention Shogig and Mezid? So we noted that perhaps there's a degree of self-deception, right? It's not just like the Minchas Chinuch says. We also pointed out that maybe the Rambam in Perek Beis only says Chotasi, and maybe perhaps we suggested there's a difference in vidoy for the tzibar, for the yochid. Then we moved on to onas. And we pointed out the Rambam mentions in a few places that there's no need for vidoy and onas. So how come the Rambam over here, or how come, excuse me, in our tefillos we say onas? So we had a few suggestions about this as well. And the nekuda I'm leaving you with is the nekuda the Rav has in Al HaTshuva, which is the idea of tahara. And tahara, to purify yourself completely, that requires even onas. So again, we should all have a gemach hasima teva, a good gebeng shdiar. We should be misvada in a way that we purify ourselves, that we attain tahara, and that we return to the zman after purifying ourselves, and after the simcha that we have on Sukkot, because we purified ourselves, we return with like new vigor to learn with greater hasmada and greater joy in our learning. And we should all have a wonderful year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalei kol mishalos libi l'matov.